Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to say a few things, just a few things. So one, we have the show coming up this weekend. Now, the show's sold out, but there will be about 10, 15 tickets, standing room tickets, if you want to come along, on the door. So get there at 3:30 this Sunday, the 28th of October at the Catfish in Fitzroy. And you'll see an amazing lineup. And then after that one, we're gonna do away with the stand-up show, which I've been doing. Thank you everyone for sticking around for that as well. And we're gonna have another podcast. So I'm still not sure how we're gonna do this. I'm thinking some people might not stick around for the second podcast. Hopefully everyone does. But if you get there about 5:30, you better pay for some standing room as well. So, these weekend ones coming up this weekend are going to be the biggest ones I've done in terms of the guest list is amazing. So that's that. Also, thanks everyone who has been giving good feedback on the bonus Patreon episode. And it was great that Ben Russell, who you're going to hear in this episode, got to meet some of you guys who came up to him and thanked him for doing it, because it is a really, really funny episode with Ben Russell doing a bunch of characters. I'm going to put a little bit of it on the end of this just to try and encourage you to go, hey, I listen to the podcast every week. Maybe I can be a Patreon subscriber. Maybe it's worth it. So if you want to be a Patreon subscriber, go to patreon.com/DYKWIA. patreon.com/DYKWIA. And that can, you get bonus episodes. And, yeah, I think this is the more fun way to do it, and just having, you know, a muck around with it. Hey, I think that's all I need to say. Look out, I'm going to announce pretty soon some Christmas shows with all the money going to charity. And that's going to be in Melbourne. So if you're around Melbourne in December, keep your ear out for that. I think that's all I need to say. Huge thanks to everyone who came to this record. There's some words in it that Fiona O'Loughlin says that don't make it to air, but one is worse than the other. So if you listen to this, she's not saying the same thing twice. One's a lot worse than the other, but I've beeped them both out. Anyway, enjoy this episode. I think it's probably one of the funniest ones I've ever done. I laughed a lot editing it. And so, that's all I need to say. Hopefully I see you on Sunday, and then we'll stick around and we'll have a drink. Jeez, all right. Hello! Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am? The podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. If you're listening at home, I just made the audience clap, so it sounds good on the recording. Yay! Hey, thanks for coming out on this, the second last of the Don't You Know Who I Am's, just for the live shows. I'll do some more, don't worry about it. Now, just by round of applause, who has never come to a live show before? Great! You know how it works. What I do is I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest. He shares his name with the vice president of a Detroit storage company and a professional golfer in Sydney. Can you please welcome to the stage, it's Tom Ballard, everyone. Hey, Tom. Oh, you're going to sit on that one? Go for it.
Is this bad? Or
no,
should
you
I be there?
You can sit wherever you want, Tom.
There were two people up the back who raised their hands when you asked for a round of applause as to whether they'd been here before. I was like, yeah, you are fucking newbies. Love to be here. Hi, everyone. I moved back to Melbourne. I live here now. Oh, thank God.
We got him back. And where are you living now?
I'm homeless.
Yeah.
I'm literally living in Joel Creasy's spare room.
Hey, I don't feel that Joel's got a very nice house. It's a good find. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good find, but you know, some independence would be good. he has like his house is a shrine to Joel Creasy. This may shock people, but in the spare room, there is a cardboard cutout. I think it's from when he was in the jungle, and it's him there, and that's placed above the bed, as the spare bed. So I wake up in the morning, I look up, and I go, fuck, I wish I had money. And, oh, well, I got my ABC job. And, no, it's lovely to be here. That's the main thing.
Also joining us is a comedian whose IMDb page has her under the role of funny woman on Sunrise. Can you please welcome to the stage, Fiona O'Loughlin, everyone. Oh, fuck. What an entrance. Let's speak into the mic, Fiona, and I'll talk
Sorry.
To you.
Sorry.
Yeah. No.
Hello,
it's
everybody.
Your IMDb page, one of the listings...
What's an IMDb page?
International Movie Database.
Oh, yeah.
So it's got all your credits on there, and it has Funny Woman on Sunrise 2011.
Oh, dear God, really? Because Koshy sacked me.
Koshy sacked you?
Koshy sacked me. I told an anecdote on live television. I used to...
I've read his joke book. How bad was your anecdote?
Well, he was talking about dentists, and I used to do the live cross from Alice Springs.
Yep.
And, yeah, the subject was dentists, and I just crowbarred in an old dental... My husband was a dental technician. Anyway, so... But my brother-in-law was a dentist. And I remember once I was outside Mass on a Sunday morning, and the new priest said to me... and I told this on Sunrise. The new priest said to me, oh, dear, are you married to the dentist? And I said, no, he's my brother-in-law. And he said, is he good? I need a new dentist. I said, oh, he's so gentle, Father. He's like a pussy in your mouth. And but I didn't know what I'd said. And then two women kind of looked at me like, you freak. And anyway, I told that story on Sunrise, but I couldn't see them.
Yeah.
Like, and then everything went really quiet. And then I was just back home in my house in Alice Springs, and my sister rings up and she goes, is that you, Mrs. Slocum? You know, from... And then my agent rang up and he said, oh, that Sunrise gig is gone. Wait, yeah, you can't say pussy.
At 8:30 in the morning.
At 8:30 in the morning. My dad thought it was ridiculous because he said, the world's gone mad if you can't laugh at that. And indeed.
What can you say these days, guys? Can't talk about a minister going down on a woman. What can you talk about on Breakfast Radio?
I mean, keep in mind, this is the program that recently called for a second stolen generation, but apparently you were too much for them.
Yeah, it's far too much for them. He's such a cunt, Koshy. I hate him. Like, to me, he's that quintessential, like, brother-in-law you've got to sit next to at Christmas and that's it. And fuck up and die, you dead cunt. Hate it.
Our next guest.
Morning.
Host Sunrise and is the president of the Port Adelaide Football Club. No.
What a terrible booking.
Our next guest shares his name with a first lieutenant in the US Army, a man who works for an online medical practitioner in Los Angeles, where his official title is Chief Happiness Officer. Can you please welcome, it's Greg Larson, everyone.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good.
Yeah.
Sorry. So it was a chief happiness officer for an LA medical practitioner.
That definitely sounds like my job description. I'm a very happy man. I love making people happy and sparking joy in their lives. That's me down to the...
I thought this could just be a guy who's like a clown doctor who's just really like trying to...
Oh, like a Patch Adams type of scenario.
Yeah, kind of.
Robin Williams, sad. I've already made it real sad. Yeah, he's probably like Patch Adams. Yeah, that's cool. I'm also... I know there's a Greg Larson life coach that's probably been brought up before. There is a Greg Larson life coach. And again, similar to my thing, I like to help people. And
what's your number one lesson for life?
Oh, just always buy meat in bulk. If you're, like, sorry, I bought a rib fillet the other day. Yes, actually 2 days ago. And if you buy a large quantity, $60, that's going to be, I'm eating that till Wednesday, you know? Like, that's true.
And finally is a man who shares his name with a Melbourne lawyer, a casting agent in the United Arab Emirates, and an Australian rules football umpire in Sydney. But the one we have here, it's comedian Ben Russell, everyone.
The champ is here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks,
it's
Ben.
A pleasure to be here.
Thanks for coming along, Ben.
My pleasure.
Hey, I should point out, you guys are not just playing for the joy of it and the fact I'm paying you, but you're also playing for this trophy here by Sherlock Design. So the winner of today's event gets this trophy.
Whoa.
Nice.
Wow.
There you go. A bit of wood and some glass.
Can I just get, are you paying us? Did you say you're paying
yeah.
us? Oh, sick. Yeah. I didn't. This, okay, I'm going to put some effort in. All right, sorry. I'm slouching here. I go, okay, all right. Hey, welcome.
That's you putting in effort.
I don't know.
Hey, welcome to Wacky Greg Larson. Oh, I'm a grab on that.
I could do your job.
That's pretty.
Also, for those Patreon subscribers who listen to the latest Patreon episode, Ben did a tour de force performance. If you listen to it, he does Michael Caine and he does Louis Theroux and has a 20-minute conversation with himself. Very good.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, no worries. I didn't get paid.
But I did. That's sweet. Patreon coin. Anyway, our first game today is called Social Me Media. We'll read out status updates by one of you four. You have to buzz in and tell me who you think wrote the status update.
Mm-hmm.
Your names are your buzzers. Mm-hmm. You can't buzz in for your own. You get a point if you get it right. If you're wrong, the person who actually wrote the tweet, they get the point. First one is this one. Facebook sucks. Diarrhea is cool.
Tom.
Yes, Tom.
I think that could be the chief happiness officer. Greg Larson.
You are incorrect. That was Ben Russell.
Oh! Great.
To be fair, Greg, you agree with that,
though. No, that is on brand for me. That is absolutely. But I can promise you I don't know how to spell diarrhea. So I would abandon that post halfway through. I'd just go, fuck it.
I did have to search how to spell it. It's tough.
Yeah.
I couldn't spell it right now in front of everyone. I'd just
Why do they make that words? People with diarrhea have enough problems. They don't need to be looking up the spelling of what they have.
The other word I always get stuck on is calendar.
What?
How do you spell calendar?
C-A-L-E-N-D-A-R.
There's an A.
Cal-an?
He's right.
You
well,
fucked
I'm
up.
Wrong. See? I told you I struggle with it.
Calendar. What do we have on tomorrow? Well, let me just check my calendar.
So I always say diary for both that and diarrhea. Anyway,
our diarrhea is pretty cool though.
Yeah, it's great. Cool.
Did you have diarrhea at the time of writing that tweet?
I did actually.
Oh,
so
wow. There you go.
That's a little peek behind the curtain.
Next question. When guys are home alone, most men secretly look up a porno and masturbate. Me, I secretly play Ready to Die and rap along saying all the N-words in full.
Ben.
Tom!
Yes, Ben.
That's a Greg Larson.
Yes, you are. That's right. Yes.
Really, I regret making that tweet and that it's been read out. It's not true.
You can take the boy out of Brizzy, but you can't take the Brizzy out of the boy.
Question three. I'm actually a pretty good dancer.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Tom?
No, that was Greg Larson. Oh. Greg Larson is a pretty good dancer.
That was just a factual tweet. I just felt like letting people know. There's nothing funny about it. I'm just actually pretty good. Thanks. Cheers.
What's your favourite move?
Yeah, do you have any moves?
Oh, Running Man, I don't know.
Oh. Running Man's a good one.
I'm freestyle, you know. I just like to sort of mix it up and do my
when
thing.
When you were at uni, did you go to parties and do a bit of break dancing?
No, I don't like to dance.
Oh, yeah.
I hate dancing, but I'm good at it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good at dancing, but I hate to do it.
It's more a curse than a blessing.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Because dancing is a weird thing. It's not like it's a natural thing that your body wants to do.
You
want to tap your foot, that's fine, but you don't actually want to do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird to me.
What are you talking about? Well, dancing is the joyous expression.
Yeah, no.
But you've got to force yourself to do it. It's not like a natural urge to go, oh, this song is on, I've got to go dance.
Yeah, it's you're receiving stimulus in your ears. You're receiving sounds, and then you move your body around.
Okay,
but like what
now,
if? But you wouldn't do that with
that
like
you
a painting
dancing, then.
Yeah, that's no. That's That's me doing an impression of bad dancing that you would do.
Ooh. He's turned that around on me, hasn't he?
Yeah, you got bloody mud on your face.
Now, I would have loved to see you dance. Greg used to be a goth, you see, everybody. And I would love to have seen you dance to various like pop hits as a goth.
Yeah, I used to. Every goth club I ever went to, they would always ironically put on one pop song.
Yep.
And I would always dance to only that song. And it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, you are wearing all black today, so that's kind of like
I'm a dad goth.
Only one goth in Alice Springs. She's a real fat girl and a poor thing, and her makeup just poured off.
That's a tough gig. Goth in Alice Springs.
Goth in Alice Springs.
Oh man,
brutal.
Question four. If Paris is so cosmopolitan, how come I've been here for 3 days and haven't seen one Gloria Jeans?
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Tom.
Fuck no. You.
That was Fiona O'Loughlin.
Well, I knew it wasn't Ben because you've never been to Paris.
I have too.
Oh, really?
Take that back.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because you just got back from Paris.
It's a hole. Fucking hated it.
Yeah, there's no Gloria Jeans there.
No, I just don't.
How can I support?
I did it. I picked the wrong place. I stayed in the wrong suburb. Stupid. Took my parents. It was stupid. No, they were great. But I don't like
French people.
I don't like travel. But I don't know why people do it. Like, you just pack all your stuff up, go somewhere and look at shit. And then you've like got to pack all your shit up and come home again. It's fucking weird.
I'm travelling.
I don't like it.
I'm looking and learning and having experiences.
I don't like it. Every place can't be that good or everyone would live there. You get there.
You're from Alice Springs.
Which is on... It's on people's, like, it's a famous place. Like, people save up their whole lives to go to Alice Springs and see the rock.
Yes, but that's travelling.
But I used to look at them and go away, don't. It's awful here.
I think a
lot
more people...
Who were you looking at in Alice Springs and saying go away to,
Fiona? I just didn't understand why, you know, people come all the way from Sweden to come there and look at a rock.
And then you yell at them, go away!
Go away! It's too hot here. Take the goth with you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never liked travel.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
there you go, everyone.
I'm so late.
Good on you.
Take Paris off the list, everyone.
Yeah.
Apparently it's a hole.
Fiona's travel show is just her on Google going, shit-o.
This week on Getaway.
Fiona
travels
to
another
God
beautiful place.
Instagram, though, now. I love that because back in my day when fuckheads would go overseas and then they'd invite you around to your house. Their house, sorry.
But you're into your place.
I think I just had a stroke. And yet they'd show you the photos. That's just so painful, the overseas photos. And they'd hold the photos and give them to you one by one. It's like, give me the packet. Yeah, right. So I can daydream and not look. And but now you can just say, yeah, I follow you on Instagram. I saw your trip. Look great. Don't come near me.
Question five. If you put needles in strawberries, you're scaring children and you are a grub. If you keep children on a prison island and make them want to kill themselves, you get a trophy.
Fiona.
Yes, Fiona.
Tom.
You are correct. Yes, Fiona.
Yeah, that's
come on.
Because he's got a social conscience.
Oh, that's Scott Morrison. let me tell you.
Scott is a real... He's a bloody bozo. Those bozos in Canberra, huh? What are they going to do next?
Well, you make fun, but did that tweet solve the issue? Yes.
That's true. There are no more needles in strawberries. Not one.
That's true.
We've solved the strawberry needle issue.
Did they find out who did that?
I reckon it didn't happen. I'll go on for hours.
You're a strawberry.
I reckon I'm a trooper. I'm a strawberry needle.
You're a
trooper.
Strawberry false flagger.
It was bullshit. QAnon. I don't know if anyone gets that reference.
It was an inside job. Yeah.
What you think people placed the needles in there themselves, or that it was?
I reckon one person placed a needle in a strawberry in order to get some free strawberries and post it on social media. Then maybe two other. Because how many photos actually were there? There were like six photos in the whole country of needles in strawberries. Anyone could just put a needle in a strawberry and take a photo and go, "Oh, look out!" Nah, bullshit. Call Penn and Teller. It's bullshit.
Chief Happiness Officer.
Question six. When someone kisses you hello on the cheek, what is the etiquette? Do you put your cheek out or try to kiss them after they kiss you? My strategy has been to close my eyes and moan, but I feel like that's causing more problems for me.
Ben.
Yes,
I was going to say you.
Who do you think, Ben. Fiona? You think Ben? It was Greg Larson. Point there
I
for Greg.
I was going to say Greg.
Yeah, that was me. That was a real... That's just a real thing. I don't know what... I don't moan. That was a joke. I am a comedian.
That's the good thing about that tweet, though, is that I really pictured in my mind's eye of you going...
Yeah.
Greg.
Then I got a boner.
Greg, you must never go to Paris. You have to do it twice.
Yeah, well, I... Yuck.
Yuck.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Question seven. Looking at both Cher and WWE crowds, it's unclear which group is more racist.
Tom.
Yes, Tom.
Ben?
Yes, you are correct. A point there for Tom. Yes.
I went to WWE and the Cher crowd, they converged together. And I was like, yes, the WWE are bogans, but the Cher crowd have servants. So...
Did anyone go and see Cher when she was in town? No one. Good. Okay, good Venn diagram there of my audience and Cher's audience.
More of a WWE crowd.
Yeah. Anyone go to the WWE? There you go. Did anyone
really
at the WWE sing Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves? I want to know if that's still in, if she's still doing that or if she's no longer saying Gypsies on stage.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Cher has a song called Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves.
Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves.
And the other day at work, we were discussing whether or not you're allowed to say Gypsies anymore and whether or not Cher said, sung that song.
100% reckon that her crowd would, like, she would say Gypsies because her crowd, no one, it would even occur to them that that was a problematic phrase, yep. I reckon. That's, again, not that funny, but factually, factually correct.
You can't say Gypsies in LA. They don't like it.
Fuck.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh. Fucking hell.
Fuck.
Oh. Looks like you picked up some of that sweet French racism in Paris.
That is raw.
That is... Can she lose points for that?
Only karma points.
Oh, my God.
That's oh dear, what a lovely Sunday afternoon.
Oh, have you been to Mass?
Question eight.
Jesus Christ.
Personally, okay. I'm looking forward to Jonah Hill's The Joker.
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Ben.
No, that was Tom Bauer there. Point there for Tom. Yes.
I mean, look, I'm not proud of that one. There was just all these Jokers coming out and Jonah Hill's in a lot of movies and I was bored and I don't do a lot of tweets anymore, okay? I just retweet stuff. Oh, fucking hell.
Jonah Hill's going through a bit of a moment. Has anyone listened to him lately? He's really changed who he is as a person. I'm digging it.
Yeah,
I'm digging it.
Cool.
He released a skate film.
Yeah, mid-90s.
Yeah.
And he's really, like, just super just earnest and positive, and I normally shit on that kind of stuff. I'm like, no, I believe it's coming from him.
The
end of Josh's rant.
Good on you, Jonah Hill. Yeah. Good on you, mate.
Come on the podcast. Anyway, Question nine. I just can't seem to recall what I used to do when something was pissing me off before I had the option to complain about it on Twitter.
Ben.
There's more to it, but Ben, you can wait. Did I solve the problem somehow? Did I leave my computer chair or do something? What did I do? Anyway, plumbers are shit.
That's got Greg Larson.
You are correct. Yes, that was Greg Larson. Put there for Ben.
I'm still... This hasn't been resolved, this plumber issue as well. I don't know what to do. There's water through the walls of my apartment. Anyway, go on.
Do you want to move him to Joel Creasy's house?
Yeah, I'd love to, yeah. That would be a dream.
Last question for the round. My dad could beat up your dad.
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Ben.
No, that was Tom Bauer there. Point up Tom.
I mean, that needs context. That was me retweeting from Scott Morrison, bloody clown.
Yeah, and a bloody clown.
Oh, man, that's
a bloody clown.
ScoMo,
really
get him.
How did we get cancelled with satire like this? Scott Morrison tweeted a thing of, like, around footy finals weekend of, like, shit footage of Bill Shorten being crap at football.
Yeah.
And Scott Morrison being fucking awesome. And it was just the most petulant bullshit. It was literally the same sentiment of, like, my dad could beat up your dad. So in context, very funny. Well done, Tom. Next.
At end of the round, the scores are Fiona O'Loughlin on 2 points. Go for Fiona. Greg Larson also on 2 points. Ben Russell on 3 points. And also on 3 points is Tom Ballard. Yeah. All right, this round is called I Fought the Law and the Law Won. Now, in this round, we go back and talk about one of our guests' criminal pasts. And today, we're going to a young...
Gosh, is that the time?
We're going to a young Greg Larson. But what was it that forced the cops to speak to Greg? Was it A, he got caught throwing a turnip at a Video Easy? Was it B, he got caught throwing water balloons full of bong water at the postman? Or was it C, he and his mates got caught at night throwing bags of dog turds into the local pool?
Oh. All of these are on brand. Yes.
Now, one of these is true. You can ask him as many questions as you can to try and get the truth out of him, but bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
What did Video Easy ever do to you? They deserved your throwing turnips.
It was not to do with Video Easy. It was just I wanted to throw a turnip. It was a nice big wall, and it just happened to be a Video Easy. The Video Easy was irrelevant.
How old were you?
I was 19 at the time.
Okay, he just made that up and realised that was way too high. As soon as he said it, he was like, fuck this. So this is goth during the goth period?
Yes.
Okay, all right, that makes sense.
So with the
they didn't
was
have
it dog
shit
in the pool?
So I just clarify, are we talking all about the turnip story at the moment? Now we're talking about the dog shit story, which...
Yeah, we move freely.
Yeah. it was dog shit, yes.
So, whose dogs did you get the shit from?
Various, like neighbourhood dogs. This was back when people didn't pick up after their dogs often or ever.
I talked about this the other week.
Yeah.
You don't see white dog shit anymore.
No, you don't. But also, a little trivia fact about that is that when a dog eats lots of bone matter, their shit turns white, but if they don't, it won't. Yeah.
Thank God for this podcast. Yeah. Otherwise, I'd never know.
Yeah. We've covered diarrhea and dog shit as well. Yeah. Okay, so it was turnip at Video Easy. Mm-hmm.
Dog shit in the pool.
Dog shit in the pool. And
throwing water balloons full of bong water at the postman.
Fuck, they're all so on brand.
Yeah. How'd you get the bong water in there?
Funnel. Like, there's no other way. Like, if you want to get bong water, and the problem is it takes heaps of bong water, so you got to save it up for ages. So we had like a bucket that we were saving bong water in.
Why would you do that? Why
was we just knew it would come in handy somewhere. We were just like, oh, keep it.
Hang on. You were keeping the bucket pre the water balloon plan.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. We were just saving up the bong water to see what we could do with it at a later stage. It's like when we're like hoarders with bong water. We're like, don't throw it out. The idea floated that we could somehow distill it into a pure paste that we could then smoke again.
Was this when you were 19 as well? Was this all of these things happened within the same week?
Yeah.
Friends, the city of Brisbane is a wonderful place.
Yeah.
Bring up your kids.
It's beautiful.
Okay. Why the anger at the posties?
No anger.
There's no anger here. It's just chaos and anarchy.
It absolutely is. It's all chaos and anarchy. I just saw a postie and I thought, this has got to be it. You know, like he's all in his high vis.
Yeah.
So you saved up all this bong water and you see a postman, you rang your friends and go, today's the day.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get this postie. Okay. No, we were there already at the house and we saw the postie and we're like, do it, let's do it. And we did it.
You were in your own house?
At my mate's house.
And you had the balloons ready to go. Yeah.
Now, Greg, when you threw the balloon at the postie, did he get high?
Did he get high?
Did he trip out?
Oh, probably, man.
Yeah, sick, dude.
You never know. Hey? Like, you never know.
Yeah, weed's cool, man.
It is. It's cool to smoke weed.
Yeah.
That's my take-home message.
What happened to the turnip when it hit the wall?
It just sort of smashed up. Like, it's not like sick. It's a lot softer than the wall. So I just threw it at the wall.
A turnip is softer than a wall.
Yeah, big time.
Checks out.
This podcast just keeps delivering.
So what about the conversations with the police? How were they after any of these?
Okay, the police Do I just tell all three?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Well, I know the truth, but you tell what you want to
say. The police with the bong water, they were just like, oh, we're going to do you... You're going to be done for assault. Like, that was like a serious thing. And then they talked to us and then, you know, we had our parents talk to them and blah, blah, blah. And then it ended up like the postie didn't press charges. With the dog shit, they were like, we've got you on camera.
So you just threw the dog shit into the pool?
Yeah, yeah. It was like a pool. It was a school pool. It was in West End in Brisbane, and we used to swim there. And then they kicked us out of that pool.
Surely it's a school pool.
A school pool. Oh, it's a cool school pool. Oh, mate, so cool. But no, it was like a primary school pool that everyone in West End used to swim in it all the time because there was a gap in the fence and you could just easily get in. And then one day they made sure, like they plugged up the gap and then they put cameras. And then so we were pissed off one summer's night and then we threw the dog shit into the pool.
I bet they regretted putting a fence around that pool.
We showed those primary school kids. Way to have a pool, guys. Wrong again. You got dog shit in it.
But thanks. Also... You were caught on camera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, your father is...
My dad is a police officer, yes. He, a Queensland police officer. Yeah. So that's what helped me out in all three situations, one of which is true, the other two are false.
God.
What did he have to say about it?
He would have been corrupt.
Just,
they were
just
all corrupt.
Shook his head and went outside for a... Oh, yeah, no, there's a lot of corruption in the Queensland police force. That's true. another fact. Another fact.
Do people think they know what the truth is?
Yeah, oh, I don't give a shit.
Well done.
Old Greggy did, though, didn't he?
I'm starting to side with Koshy here. Right? All right, what do you think, Ben? A, B or C?
C.
You think he was throwing bags of turds into a pool?
Yeah, I do.
Fiona, what do
you
think?
Yeah, I'm going with C too.
You think C as well?
Yeah, turds in the pool.
You think turds in the pool? The correct answer is A.
What? Yeah! Okay, I want to point out... yes, I threw a turnip at a video.
You're
easy.
You're fucked in the head.
It was 5 a.m. I was high on meth. And it was my birthday. It's true. And I'd just come back from a goth club. And me and my friends were all gothed up. And we were rolling turnips down the driveway of the video easy.
Where'd you
race.
Get the turnips from?
From my house. We had turnips in the house. And then we started throwing them at the wall. And then a cop came running up. And he's like, oi, stop that. And then he looked at me and he goes, mate, you're as big as a mountain, but you're acting like a goat. And then...
A goat on meth.
I just thought C, because what kind of fucking dumb cunt throws turnips just to see... What would happen?
It's somehow worse than throwing shit in the pool.
Yeah, it is.
I agree. It's a victimless crime. No one was hurt. I would never damage a kid's pool like that. Those poor children. Shame on you all.
At the end of the round, the scores are Fiona on 2 points, Tom on 3 points, Ben on 3 points, but now in the lead on 5 points, it's Greg Larson.
Yeah, that was a big get.
No worries. I knew it was stupid enough to never believe it.
All right, this next round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. You get a point if you get it right, a point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So to Greg. Mm-hmm. When Ben was a teenager, his dad walked in on him while he was jacking it over a Harris scarf catalogue. There's more.
Yeah, I'm a little perv.
His dad didn't say anything to Ben, but the next weekend, his dad put a no junk mail sticker on their letterbox.
And you know what, Greg? I still found a way.
No, you can ask him as many questions as you want.
I can ask many questions. How old were you?
12, 13. It was around that time. I was so horny. I could jerk off to anything. You know what I mean, guys? I just had a visual, like a verbal, people went, ooh. But, you know, I was that horny. I was just that age, you know. I could jerk off to anything. You'd show me any catalogue, anywhere.
Yeah, it wasn't even underwear. It was like saucepans
Harris,
and stuff.
Harris Scar. Where were you living when this happened?
This is in Perth.
Nah.
You don't reckon it's true?
Nah.
You are correct. Yes. Yes. It's point there for Greg.
Just for the record, though, I was incredibly horny when I was 12.
Oh, dude, and same. High five. Yes. Dude.
I just want to let everybody know, okay, that I could jerk off to anything.
Yeah. So I wrote this and then sent it to Ben, and Ben was like, my dad actually did walk in on me, though.
Yeah, twice.
Because he walked in, saw it, walked back and went, hang on, I've got to get another look.
First time I got upset because I thought I was a pervert for jerking off. It was like one of those first times when you start jerking off and he's like, don't sweat it. And I was like, okay. And then the second time I was a little bit older and he just went...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Walked into my room and I was like, come on. And then we just laughed about it. What about our day? And he was like, oh, that's fucked, Ben. He's American.
You had teenage boys, Fiona. Did you ever walk in on any unlocked doors?
Yeah, once. One. It's horrific.
All right, next question.
You get eye contact there?
No. This is getting rough.
I'm so sorry. I said it without thinking. Just like when you said that huge racial slur.
So to Ben. Now Tom once pretended to have appendicitis to get out of a school assignment. His acting was so good that he was actually admitted to hospital. Yeah or nah?
How far did you go?
What do you mean?
How far did you take the line?
Well, I ended up in hospital.
Wow.
So I was in there for about three or four days, I think. Yeah, there was examinations. There was a lot of discussion about surgery. And then I got better. So weird.
It's a miracle. The doctors just bought it, and you were like, "Oh, I've got pain. What'd you do? What was the
pain?" A lot of groaning, like you jacking off, and I just did it to get out of like to stay home from school one day, and then I thought, well, that worked, and so I didn't want to go to school the next day as well, and then my mum, you know, was very nice and was seriously worried. It's like you should go to the doctor, and I was like, "Oh no, it's fine. Like it's really bad pain, but shouldn't go to any medical professionals." And then I did, and then he was like, well, he's really sad in the general stomach area, and so he should probably go to hospital, and it could be appendicitis. Yeah.
Was your mum a bit of a worrywart?
Yes.
Right. How old were you?
19.
Can't believe you were 19. Yeah, and your parents got involved. Fucking little dickhead.
That is atrocious behaviour. Yeah. And I once shat on a public barbecue.
You too.
I just snorted, sorry. I reckon, yeah. I reckon you would have committed to the bit. I think you got what it takes.
You are correct. Yes, it was. Yeah, a point there for Ben. What was the assignment you were trying to get out of?
No, it was just school. I don't know if I told you that wrong, but yeah, just generally school. Just getting out of it. Yeah. Then went on to be ducks.
Because you're so brave.
So brave.
He came back from appendicitis.
Yeah. And they gave me good marks.
Is it true?
That was true, yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Okay, to Tom. Years ago, Fiona went to the Sistine Chapel and she found it incredibly boring.
No, this doesn't sound right. I know she loves travelling.
There's more. It wasn't until after that she realised that she had forgotten to look up.
All right. Okay. How drunk are we talking? What are we...
I reckon I was sober. It was a long
bullshit
time ago.
Lie.
I was 34. It was my first overseas trip ever, and my husband and I went, and I just hated Rome. It was just so many people. It was so fucking annoying. And
which one was worse, Paris or Rome?
My husband actually said something funny. I was losing my mind about it. I said, this city isn't working. It's just too many people and too much happening. And he said, maybe it's Rome show day. And my mood just got worse and worse. And then we all went, because I was with his sister and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. And I just went through quickly. This is like, that's in, the Vatican. So I just...
She's done the research. I just went through
as quick as I could and ended up in a cafeteria, and then they all joined me and they were talking about how great the ceiling was, and I'm like, oh fuck.
did you know, walking into the Sistine Chapel, do you remember like, oh yeah, the roof bit of this is quite famous?
I'm really dumb, so and that's a choice. So I
spell calendar.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes my mood overtakes reason.
Right.
I was just in a bad mood.
Yeah.
You can't smoke in the Vatican.
Unless they're choosing a new pope, yeah.
They're quite...
I love you.
Can I get points for that? That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was
they laugh, so yeah, you do.
Yeah, thanks. Look, I'm cheating a little bit here. I believe I've heard you do this material on stage, and it's very funny.
I've never repeated anything on stage.
And people wouldn't lie on stage.
No, certainly not. No, I think that's true.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Tom.
Yay.
Anything else you've missed? You just can't. Did you see the Mona Lisa while you were in Paris?
No, I saw that last time. Bullshit. It's about this big.
Did you see the Eiffel Tower?
No, I refused.
I've seen the art
center. I'm not going to have a photo of me standing in front of the Eiffel Tower. That's just stupid.
Just
do
look
what
at it.
Everybody else has done for
I'm not even looking at it.
I don't want to go past it.
I imagine you go to the Leaning Tower of Pizza and just giving the fucking finger.
Fuck well, that's you. An eyesore, isn't it? That freaks me out, that building.
The Leaning Tower.
It's leaning. Fix it or pull it down. It's like someone's going to get hurt.
Yep.
And again, I am dumb.
Have you enjoyed any country that you've gone to?
I went to Fiji.
Yeah.
And I liked that because I didn't have to move.
Great.
Okay, so to Fiona. Now, Greg, once, around Christmas time, did a runner on a cab that was over $100. Yeah or nah?
Around, not just the Christmas gone.
No, not the Christmas gone.
Sorry,
no, like around Christmas time when it happened, which was years and years ago.
He was 19.
No, actually, and 18.
And high on meth, I assume?
No, not okay. High on... I wish I hadn't said anything. I wish I hadn't come on this.
It's the running bit that...
All right. If I could be bothered, I would get up and walk away right now. I'm too puffed from getting up. I need to just wait a minute. I was quite slim actually as a teenager, so he's fucking
lie.
So were there any repercussions?
Not repercussions to me personally, but I've felt bad ever since.
Oh, really?
It was probably the worst thing I ever did.
Okay. And you couldn't pay for it?
No.
And you knew that you couldn't pay for it when you got in the cab?
Correct.
I need you to put your hands behind your back and make a citizen's arrest. Make it better. Find the cab driver. How long ago was it?
We haven't here tonight.
Or did you just ring your mum and dad like you did with the turnip? Fucking pussy.
Dad, I'm killing turnip.
Okay. What colour was the cab?
What?
What colour was the cab? Say it quickly.
No recollection.
Well, they're
of
all
the
orange
cab.
In Brisbane.
She caught you.
No, he didn't.
You think?
Didn't happen.
No.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
You are incorrect. That really did happen.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh!
So you get a point, Greg. You get a point.
I did submit two alternate stories, and I feel like you didn't have to pick that one. Oh, I feel bad. I'm so sorry. Anyway, do I have to?
You don't have to explain yourself.
No, it was me and my friend. We'd just turned 18, and we were in Brisbane, and it was 2 a.m. and we'd run out of money. And I called my dad, and then he wouldn't pick us up, and then we couldn't get home because the trains, and we had to wait 6 hours for the trains to start. And then my friend's like, let's just do a runner. And we get in the cab, and immediately as the cab starts taking off, we're like, oh, we have done the wrong thing here. But then you have to have, we're just locked in now because we've already done the wrong thing, and we should have just gotten out, but then we didn't. And the next thing you know, we're just driving like, yeah, well, I'm glad you're seeing your family over Christmas. That'll be great. And,
oh, and, I feel sorry for you.
And then at
you
the
feel
end,
sorry for him.
I got out of the cab and I said, I'm really sorry. Try and have a Merry Christmas. Oh, I wish I didn't submit that story. I should have.
Did he drop you off at your house?
No. Maybe this is karma. I got bitten by so many ants when I was trying to go through the bush back to my house. And it took me like an hour and a half and I got lost in the bush. And then I fell asleep and I woke up on an ant hill and all these ants were biting me. So I did have, you know, a bad time as well. We all had it rough.
And then a year later, I would throw a turnip.
Okay, at the end of the round, the scores are Fiona on 2 points, damn. Tom on 4 points, Ben on 4 points, in the lead on 7 points, it's Greg Larson.
Yeah, I'm a winner. I'm a fucking winner.
A real hollow victory.
Oh, man. I'm going to take off immediately after this. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'll do another runner.
Just keep running, Greg.
Just keep running from your problems.
All right, this round is called Who. In this round, I'll read out a bunch of questions all about you guys. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. It's the only round you can lose points. First question is this one. Who here only realised recently that the rhythm method doesn't refer to the actual rhythm that you have to have sex to?
Fiona.
Yes, Fiona.
Ben.
No, that was Tom Ballard.
Tom.
There.
Hello! What a homosexual.
I thought it was the... Anyway.
You thought,
really?
It was,
you
like,
thought it was the thrust.
Yeah,
like
you
the
rhythm. Rhythm method?
Rhythm method.
Rhythm.
It's hard for me to say, rhythm.
But was it... I thought, what's rhythm method?
I said rhythm, as in like, I've got rhythm, I've got music.
Yeah, no, I know you've said that.
What's river method?
Is there something called river method?
No.
Oh, this is turning out very good for me, I gotta say. Do you know less about the female reproductive system than me?
Have you heard of the river method before?
The river.
Yeah? Are you saying that? That's,
like, I thought I heard of something called the river method. And I'm not sure what it
that's
was.
That's like the Nick Cave and Colin Minogue song.
But, but it's rhythm method.
That's when you find rhythm. A baby in the River Nile. Yeah. Yeah.
So do you know what the rhythm method is?
Yep.
Well, just run it through it for everyone. Great. Yeah, just... I mean, I know what it is. We all know what it is. But
it's
just
when you... You know when you're getting down to a root, you know, and you're having sex and then you... And you go, hey, I gotta come back tomorrow.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
Ben, do you know what it is?
No.
Fiona, do you know what it is?
I can jerk off to anything.
Look up.
Well, as a Catholic, I would be one of many products, I imagine, of the rhythm method. It didn't work. And I actually don't know what the... I think it was the days... Yeah, the days of the month that you could...
To be honest, this is why I had trouble writing calendar, because I had to look it up. Because it is to do with the calendar. It's how you check it when you're ovulating, and if you want to get pregnant, you have it then, or if you don't have sex then.
Yeah.
So, that's what the rhythm method is. And so none of us knew what it meant, but Tom was the only one who admitted it first. So.
I feel so much better. Yeah, I thought it was like the rhythm of the fucking affected when the baby happened or didn't happen. But no, it was the rhythm of the woman's gross, I'm disgusting
cycle. There are only 48 hours in a month that you can get pregnant. So it does... But there was another method after the rhythm method that was designed... I can't think of what it's called.
Celibacy.
No, there were two doctors. They were Catholic. He was an obstetrician and she was a psychiatrist or the other way around, and they had something like 12 kids. And they're like, we don't want any more. And so they put their heads together as opposed to their hips. Mm-hmm. And they came up with this thing. Maybe it's the rhythm method.
So someone story. In the audience is very much agreeing with you. So there you go. Question two. Who almost drowned by falling down a cattle grid?
Down a what?
A cattle grid.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Fiona?
No, it was Greg Larson. The point there for... Oh, point off, Ben.
Might have been a typo. It was a cattle dip.
A cattle dip.
A cattle dip where you clean disqualified. Cattle.
It's different.
Yeah, cattle grid is where they can't walk over it to get out of the... Yeah, it would have been
dip,
great.
Dip, yeah, yeah, that would have been Greg.
How old were you when you fell down the cattle dip?
Like five. I was really young. And I thought it was a muddy floor because 200 head of cattle had been through there the day before. And then I just stepped onto it and then just fell into just cow shit. It was horrible. I nearly drowned and my mum saved me. So thank you, mum. Go call your mum tonight.
Tell her about all the terrible things you've done.
Why do they say 200 head of cattle? They've all got heads. Why don't you say 200 cows?
No, yeah, it's longer to say 200 head of cattle than it is to just say 200 cows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's farmers, a country.
I no longer care about the farmers based on that. I was supporting them. I'm taking back my donations, please.
You didn't donate. How many palmers did you eat for the farmers?
The palmers.
For the farmers.
Oh, heaps. I didn't realise it was for the farmers. I was just eating palmers.
Right. Next question. Who once sent a 3-second voice memo of a conversation they were having about someone to the someone they were talking about?
Oh, dear.
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Ben?
No, it was Tom Ballard did that. Point off, Greg.
What was it?
It was a man who I'd been on a date with, and he said that he was seeing someone. At the end of the date, he said, I had a lovely time, but I'm seeing someone else, and I didn't know whether he meant that he meant he could still keep dating me or whether he couldn't date me anymore. And I was talking to my housemate about it, and I was holding my phone, and it recorded the 3-second voice memo and sent it to him, a 3-second clip of me saying, does he want to fucking date me or not? And that's just great technology.
Are you sure it was an accident, not one of those sneaky little, ooh, I've accidentally sent you a dick pic kind of butt voice memo? Don't worry.
Accidental text on purpose.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Accidental dick pic? What's the
people
what's
do it?
The strategy
people do
there?
It all the time. They'll send, I have never, I'm not that bad a person. People do, they send accidental text messages and then they go, oops, an accident, sorry, but what do you reckon? It's a classic. Oh. It's a classic scumbag move.
You still have not texted back.
Oh, can I tell a faux pas phone story?
Yeah.
It was when I got out of rehab the first time.
Brave.
It was a private clinic in Adelaide. It didn't get me sober, but I loved it. Anyway, I had this friend there. She wasn't really my friend. She had cigarettes and I didn't. And so I used to pretend to be her friend. So it wasn't really rehab. It was a private clinic, like, for nutters. And she, at the end, I was having a cigarette with her and I was going the next day and my son had given me a brand new phone. A lot of families do that. I think that when the mummy comes out of the rehab, the oldest boy will give them. Anyway, I don't know. That's a tradition we've got. And anyway, it's a Nokia. And it was a brand new phone. I didn't know how to... Well, I knew how to work it. Anyway, she did that thing where she said, oh, let's swap numbers. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we must. As if I'm going to hang out with you. You're crackers, you know. But I just went through the motions. And then I put her name under a name that amused myself. And then... took her number and she got mine, and then I went a step too far and I said, well, you ring me and we'll see if it... Anyway, the phone was set up for the phone to speak the name of the person I put it... And it was like one of those voices we were talking about before. Yeah. But, and so she's sitting right there, and I'm here, and the phone rang, and I went, Jenna fucking nutbag, Jenna fucking nutbag, Jenna fucking nutbag. Now, fortunately, she was in for depression, and this set her back quite a way. So I don't know that I have to worry about Jenna again.
Strangely enough, you still don't come off as bad as Greg does.
I was just thinking I was off the hook, like in my mind. I was like, yes, I'm happy about this story.
Next question. Whose mother has a sore hip because they insist on taking the train around the city while this person just Ubered on their own?
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Greg?
No, that was Fiona. Around Paris.
You know, the old people, they're so scared of spending money. I just said, get an Uber. She said, no, it's too expensive. I'll get the, what is it, the tunnel trip thing? The tram, the train.
The metro.
The, yeah, whatever. I wouldn't go on, I don't go underground. anyway, now she's come back. So I'm fine, but poor mum, she's 80 and she needs a hip replacement. That's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think she knows now.
You're off the hook now. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Next question. Who, as an adult, had a little girl laugh at their shoes and then the girl said, nah, you're all right?
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Tom.
No, that was Ben Russell. So point off then. Yeah, that was in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
Yeah, I was wearing some Air Force Ones and they went, look at that white boy wearing Air Force Ones. And I was like, hey. And they were like, no, you're right.
What a lovely story. Nobody got hurt in that. I like that.
Heaps of fucking sick stories. One time I went to the shops. And they were closed. But I went to some other shops.
Very relatable. Yeah. Very relatable.
See, Fiona, travel can be fun.
Next question. Who here is terrified of Komodo dragons?
I reckon I would be, but yeah, it's not me.
Someone told me they are. To pick someone told me they are.
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Ben.
No, it was Tom. Point off Derek.
Terrifying. I mean, I'm sure we all are, but me but especially, yeah.
Why especially?
Because they're fucking freaky,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
They're so big and they eat people.
And they're poisonous.
They eat people.
Yeah, yeah. They'll eat. They'll fuck a motherfucker up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That didn't really roll off the tongue, did it?
No, it didn't. You know, unlike you with racial slurs.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd make a terrible.
Okay. All right. Let's wrap it up. I think we're all done there.
Remember.
So, that was.
Hey, Jordy, can you just say the timestamp so I know where to edit? Like.
Remember now when I told that cab story? How good was that? What a great
you
time.
$100. You walked me in there.
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't.
Holy no, shit.
Jesus Christ. Just because your career's over, don't bring us down.
Hey, mine's well over, okay?
You can't possibly think I mean it.
It doesn't matter.
No, actually doesn't matter, that one.
It won't go out. Okay.
Beep.
Yeah. Next question. Who here trained with the Air Force? Who trained with the Air Force?
Tom.
Yes, Tom.
Ben.
No, it was Greg Larson. No. Yeah, point off Tom.
I was with it. I feel, again, maybe miscommunicate. I was in the Air Training Corps, which is like the Air Cadets when you're a kid. I was in the Air Training Corps. I was
all under the same umbrella.
Yeah,
I was in the Naval Cadets. Just for
really?
Okay,
yeah. Oh, sick, man. Let's go compare notes after.
Yeah, sick.
Talk about marching and shit.
Yeah, that's sick, man. It was really good.
Yeah, so fun.
Next question.
Just another one of my good stories.
All right.
I'm coming over to hear more.
Who once stayed up all night whispering dinosaurs into their friend's ear, trying to incept them?
Tom.
Yes, Tom.
Trying to what?
Incept, like make. Let Tom answer.
That's Ben.
Yeah, you are correct. That is Ben, yes.
I did it. It was before Inception even happened. I was way ahead of my time. And you know what? It worked. The next morning he was like, I had this weird dream. And I was like, was it about dinosaurs? And he was like, yes. And they had big titties. And I was like, you're a freak.
Then he just started jerking off immediately.
Were you there? Get out of my head.
How long, hang on, how long were you standing there going, dinosaur, 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 how long?
Too long. I was there for a long time.
Well, it was worth it.
Yeah, it was totally worth it. Just going, dinosaurs, 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 dinosaurs. Felt like hours.
Fuck, man. That's cool. That is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a good friend. That's just some of the pranks that I do, you know? I'm just a pranky. Pranky boy.
And our last question for the podcast. Who here has had a psychic reading by John Edwards?
Tom.
Greg. Yes, Tom.
That would be Fiona O'Loughlin.
You are correct. That was correct. Yes, a point there for Tom. How was the psychic reading?
I can't stand psychics. he was so boring. He said, well, this is like, he came into the jungle, but I used to watch him on the telly. He was on after Oprah and I hated it, but I never missed an episode. So I know all his tricks. And he used to go, is there someone on the left with a J name? You know, it's got someone on the other side with a J name, like a John. Or I'm like, what the fuck? If the spirit's going to come all the way from the other side, why doesn't it come with its full name? That's what I don't get about these psychics. And so I'm pissed off with that because he opened with that. And then he looked at me and he goes, and your grandmother has passed? And I'm like, yeah, I'm 55. She was cut down cruelly at 113. You fucking idiot. And stay out of my jungle, because it's mine now, that jungle.
Yeah. Leaving that one before you start saying any more words. Okay.
I met some interesting people
okay,
in the jungle.
Oh, right. At the end of the game,
from
the scores
all walks of life.
The scores are Fiona O'Loughlin on 1 point. Give up for Fiona. Ben Russell on 2 points. Greg Larson on 4 points, but our winner on 5 points is Tom Mellor. There's your trophy by Sherlock Designs.
You're going to have to take that back to Joel's place. Put it next to Joel's Logies.
He hasn't won a Logie,
I'll
actually.
Give him time.
Okay.
Thank you all for playing. Don't
I
know
can't
I
take this back to him. You're quite right. Anyway, thank you, Josh.
Before we go, anything to plug, Tom? You got any shows coming up?
Oh, yes. People in Sydney, I'm staging a reading of a play. I'm a playwright now. I write plays. And we're doing a stage reading of that on November the 3rd at the Giant Dwarf Theatre as part of Yak Festival. Greg Larson is involved in that very reading.
Yep,
he hasn't seen the play yet. It's good. So, yeah, people can come along to that Saturday, November the 3rd.
Fiona, where can people see or hear you?
I'm doing a fundraiser for One Nation. Get behind
Actually,
us.
Yeah.
It's all right to be white.
I want to dedicate this win to all the white people. It is okay to be white. It is okay.
Just okay, though.
Absolutely.
That's the best
okay.
that they could come up with.
Isn't that great?
Before it's this okay. podcast, it was a little bit better. Okay, yeah. Like, yeah.
It's okay.
Ben, where can people see any more bike clubs coming out?
There's a couple of bike clubs that are still coming out.
This is Ben's podcast about the TV show Bike Club.
It's not even going on anymore. It's the stupidest podcast that you'll... listen to if you haven't listened to this one. So, yeah, there's that available on iTunes. That's all.
Great. Greg Larson, anything to plug?
When I'm up there doing the play with Tom, I'll also be doing some gigs at the Comedy Store if you want to.
It is a terrible time of year to do this game with plugs at the end. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's nothing. I got another. Next year I'll be doing a festival show in 6 months, so yeah, look out for that.
Hey, can we give it one more time for all these guys coming on? And that was that. So, yeah, thanks for coming along. Like I said, this Sunday, come along, the last one. So the first podcast will start at 4 on the dot. So make sure you're there. You're always there nice and early. But, yeah, parking around Fitzroy that time of day is a bit of a nightmare, so make sure you get there early. If you want to get one of these 10 to 20 standing room tickets, get there about 3:30, and then we'll make sure you're definitely on the list to get it. And then...
then so we'll do one at 4, one at 5:30. Now, what we're going to do now is play a little bit of the bonus Patreon episode. So if you're a Patreon subscriber, there you go. You don't have to listen to this bit, but it's kind of funny. So I'm going to play about 5 minutes of it just so you can get a gist of what you might be missing out on. Throw us some coin at patreon.com/dykwia. Keep the podcast running. Keep me motivated enough to do it. So I think that's all I need to say. Also, maybe I'll see you very soon in Melbourne at the December Christmas episode with all the money going to charity. Enjoy this bonus little bit of content.
Ooh.
This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, I'll give you a fact about someone else on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. So to Matt, when Sir Michael Caine, was in the Philippines, he almost got kicked out of a private party because the host thought he was a drug dealer. The reason they thought this, because everyone who went up to him said, Michael Caine, the host thought they were saying, my cocaine. Yeah or nah?
So me and Tharu can ask questions?
Yes, of course.
Okay, great. I'll kick it off, if you don't mind, Louis.
No, that's fine, please.
Michael, what I mean is... Are you a guy who does like a bit of cocaine?
Well, of course. The 60s and 70s were a wild time, but we didn't get a lot of cocaine. It wasn't until the 90s came, and that's when we really blasted off, if you know what I mean.
When the 90s, you were filming films like Austin Powers.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the set of Austin Powers, Gold Member, was an absolute riot. Yeah, Beyonce... Although I did not know who she was at the time. And Michael Myers. Did you know Michael Myers?
Yeah, yeah.
He was in a different disguises, so you could never tell. I thought it were different actors.
On the set, was he method, Austin Powers?
Absolutely.
Or didn't break Austin Powers?
Never broke Austin Powers or Dr. Evil.
So you didn't,
or Gold Member.
Or Fat Bastard. Point.
Or Fat see, I did not even realise that he was Fat Bastard until just then. You've just blown my mind, Matt.
What do you think? Because he's a Canadian man, but he did very, so obviously very convincing English accent.
Of course. I said, where are you from, Austin Powers? Because I thought that he was playing himself.
Yeah.
A lot like when Eddie Murphy does one of his films.
Right.
He plays Eddie Murphy.
Right.
Even in, what is it, The Clumps?
I've never heard of that film in my life.
The Clumps, or he played all the characters?
The Nutty Professor.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Coming to America. Great film.
It's a fantastic film.
Yeah.
The Royal Penis is Clean.
Yes. Flubber. Was he in Flubber?
I love Flubber. It is one of my favourite films.
Was he in Flubber? Was that Robin Williams?
Absolutely not. That was a Robin Williams
film. Yeah, Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle.
That is where he can talk to the animals.
Yeah.
Yes. What else has Eddie Murphy been in?
Beverly Hills Cop.
Dreamgirls.
What's that one where he plays him and a lookalike who's a nerd with Steve Martin?
Bowfinger.
Bowfinger, yeah.
That's right. What else? Norbit.
That's what I was thinking with Flubber. Norbit. Norbit was like the other studio's Flubber.
Oh,
you know how they had Bugs and An Ant's Life?
There's always two at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird how the big studios do it.
I've never been in a computer-generated film.
Really?
You should do a voiceover for something.
Really?
Yeah. Ratatouille 2, you could play another rat or something.
You think I could do that?
I reckon it's in your wheelhouse.
Hello. I would like you to... I'm a rat, and I would like to make some delicious food for you.
That's good. You got the part.
I'll get my agent to give him a call. Well, I'll say, Pixar, make Ratatouille 2. Michael Caine will be in it. And you know what they'll do? They'll make it.
Yeah, just like that.
I can make movies at a click of a wrist.
What game are we playing at the moment?
This is Yeah, Nah, Yeah. So,
did someone actually get
out of my party, you're a drug
dealer. I think this did happen. At a party in the Philippines, you say?
Yes, that's right. I did say that.
So you were at the Philippines. How long ago was this?
Oh, this was maybe 10 or 5 years. I don't know. I was doing a lot of cocaine. And every now and then, I
liked
to double.
You were actually doing cocaine at the party where people mistakenly thought your name was My Cocaine.
Yeah, and this is the twist. is that they thought that I was doing a lot of cocaine. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm Michael Caine. And the guy was like, yes, that's what I mean. Everyone's saying Michael Caine. And I'm like, no, that's my name. It's Michael Caine. And he's like, if it's your cocaine, then you've got to give it me some. And I'm like, I don't have any Michael Caine. I am Michael Caine. And he's like, oh, I'm very sorry. It's been a terrible mix-up. I will not throw you out. And then I went over to the toilets and I did all of my cocaine.
I think it's a. I think that's a very convincing story. It's a yeah from me.
Yeah, I'm going. Correct. It was yes.
Yes, I was going to say you just totally. Sorry, you totally ignore me. I was going to say something. Well, you just talked over. So I think that I should get at least some points.
Okay, you both get a point there. Okay,
thank you very much. I was going to say yes. By the way, I was going to say the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You wouldn't lie, would you, Louis?
What are you talking about?
Would you lie?
No, I'm one of the most trustworthy people on television.
You wouldn't lie to get a big scoop? Don't you think you manipulate these poor people, get into their trust and then make them look like fools in your little documentaries.
Do you think that perhaps you're being a bit foolish right now?
Am I?
Just sort of talking to me like that?
Oh, no.
I mean, if I were you, I would feel a bit weird about doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I am
don't
now.
Don't you think so? Yeah, a bit strange. It's now a good time? I mean, I don't want to be a trouble. You know what I mean? I don't want to come in here and tell you what to do.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
At the end of the round, the scores are Michael Caine on 3 points.
Yes.
Louis Theroux on 4 points.
Yeah, right in your face.
And also on 4 points, it's Matt Stewart.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.